The murder trial of Andrea Yates has opened in Houston. She's the 37-year-old woman accused of drowning her 5 children in the bathtub last June. She's told police that she did it, but she's pleading not guilty to the murder charges by reason of insanity. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. The first challenge is finding a qualified jury to hear the case. NPR's Kathy Lohr joins us now from Houston. Kathy, you were in the courtroom today. Can you give us a sense, please, of what it was like there?
Yes, inside the courtroom, Andrea Yates, you know, appeared. She wore a brown jumper. She has long dark hair and short bangs. And this morning, as attorneys filed pretrial motions, Andrea looked almost stoic. She stared straight ahead most of the time. Once or twice, she might have smiled early in the day. Her husband, Rusty Yates, was also in court. He was wearing a white shirt, and he listened intently. He was in the front row. He bowed his head several times, and at one point, you know, looked around at every single person in the courtroom. But as the judge read the murder indictment against Yates this afternoon, she quietly began to sob and closed her eyes. She was unable to look at the jurors that had been called in as the names of her children, who are now dead, were read. Andrea Yates' mother was also sitting in the back of the courtroom but did not sit with Russell Yates or his family.
Kathy, this case has generated a tremendous amount of publicity that's led to concerns about a tainted jury pool. How difficult is it proving to pick a jury there in Houston?
Well, the dozens of media trucks that are outside the courthouse, you know, proves that that everybody, almost everybody in the country, I believe, has heard about this trial. And we found out today in court that they're going to have a significant, at least timeline, finding a qualified jury, because dozens of those who were interviewed today, just in the very first round, a panel of 60 was chosen. Dozens said they had already formed an opinion or conclusion about the case, or they had formed an opinion about Yates' state of mind, and therefore that would interfere with their judgment, their verdict on whether she was insane or not. And some just said they opposed the death penalty. Now, the judge reminded jurors that it is okay to have heard reports, and obviously that most people would have, but that the jurors that were selected must be able to listen to the evidence there in court and make a decision on only what they heard inside the courtroom. So it's going to be a tough time finding 12 qualified jurors and 2 alternates.
What are the strategies of the lawyers from each side appear to be in picking this jury?
As we think, prosecutors are looking for law and order types, possibly victims of crime. Texas is the number one death penalty state as far as convictions. And so the prosecutors may have an easier time than the defense. The defense is looking for people who are sympathetic to Andrea Yates' case, that understand mental illness, and that are very well educated, that don't look at things in black and white and can perhaps see mitigating circumstances in this case.
Kathy, walk us through some of the key legal issues that will arise in this trial.
The issue really is whether Andrea Yates knew right from wrong at the time of the crime. Now, last September, Yates was found competent to stand trial. That just meant that she understood the charges against her and could help in her own defense. So this knowing right from wrong is a much higher standard.
Jury selection began today. What happens next?
The attorneys are going to interview individual jurors about 8 a day, and jury selection is expected to last 4 to 6 weeks. So Judge Hill here says that the evidence phase of the trial is likely to begin in mid-February.
Kathy, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Kathy Lohr speaking to us from Houston.